what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We had plenty of high school basketball last night. Both Carbon, boys and girls in action. Lady Dinos just continue to roll. You can get the complete recaps of both those games right now at CastleCountryRadio.com. Coming up tomorrow, it's the beginning of Region 12 play for both Carbon and Emory on the girls' side of the court. The Lady Spartans will travel on the road. They'll take on Richfield. It's a tough matchup right out of the gate. Emory at 3-3, number 7 in the RPI. Not a lot of contests, not a lot of games so far. They're just 3-3. You look at some of the other teams, they played close to 10 games. We're going to talk about that and more right now with our next guest, head coach Lynn Tuttle, right now with the Emory Spartans. Coach, always a pleasure. I appreciate the time again today. Thank you.
You bet, Jordan.
Coach, it's been odd, and I know we talked heavily about this the last time you were on with me. We talked about the amount of games that you guys have gotten to play compared to some of the other schools, and then we hit Christmas break, and you guys have not seen action since December 22nd, and that was a game against Pineview. Fortunately, though, it appears now that things should be back to normal once we get region play rolling.
Yeah, I hope so. You get into region play and we'll start playing. First couple weeks, just a single game, but from then on out, be two games a week is what we're typically normally used to. But it's been a long time since we played a game. All through the break, just practice. It seems like this year we've spent an awful lot of time in the gym practicing and very little time playing.
Yeah, and I know that can cause some difficulties, Coach, but over the Christmas break and getting close to 15 days or so off, how often were you able to work with the girls? Because I know there's the moratorium, and some teams had some games during that time. Emory was not one of them. So what were some of the things that you did focus on in the limited time that you had with the team?
Well, we kind of focused on where we had struggled. Our last game going into the break was against Pineview, and as many years as I've been in girls basketball, that's probably one of the better teams I've ever seen. But it definitely exposed some things that we needed to work on, and we tried getting in the gym and working on that. And then because it's the time through the break, it's a long time before your next opponent. So as far as preparing for the other opponent, we didn't do a lot of that, just kind of got in and concentrated on the things that we want to better ourselves at. And some of the things we were deficient on, we tried to work on that.
Coach, going back to the Pineview game, as you mentioned, a very difficult opponent, and that was one of the reoccurring themes with your guys' non-region schedule. You played a lot of very good teams. You lose this game by 30 or so points, but there, at times, if you go back and you look at the play-by-play and the way things went, you guys did find success at times over long periods of time, such as the second quarter in this contest. What was it that gave you the thought of, okay, look, this is a great team, but in the same sense, so we're making progress? I'm sure you saw that during that game.
Yeah, we did. You know, we come out flat. They obviously come out firing. They were ready to go. Once we kind of settled down, composed ourselves, like you mentioned, the second quarter, we played pretty good ball with them, played even ball, kind of gotten some foul trouble, and had to adjust the lineup a little bit. But, yeah, I did see some good things. Then we definitely seen some things we got to work on. But one thing moving forward I'll mention to you is we get Tatum Tanner back. Down there, they've got a girl by the last name is Papa. She's, I know, signed with Dixie State. I believe it's Dixie State she signed with. She's an exceptional player. Big, long, lanky. I can play everywhere on the floor. Getting Tatum back in that situation moving forward, same situation we played Syracuse earlier this year. We're going to match up a lot better with them bigger teams down in the paint. And we could have certainly used her down there against Pineview. But moving forward, hopefully we can start throwing some different scenarios on the floor and mixing it up and matching up with some of them bigger teams a little bit better.
Well, when you mention Tatum, Coach, I mean, just going back to previous conversation, this frees Tambry up to do a lot of different things as well once you add a big down in the middle.
Yeah, it sure does. She was able to come back first of the year, so we've had her this week, and just, you know, the minimal days in practice, throwing her in the mix, it definitely opened up a lot of other areas, and not just necessarily Tambry. Now we got there's going to be some focus in the paint, and they got to kind of pack it in, and that'll open up the whole outside.
Okay, so with adding her to the equation, Coach, and coming off of a pretty substantial injury, is there any limitations that you see early on, or is it just at full swing now?
Yeah, for sure. There's limitations. Number one being she hasn't done anything all year, some physical therapy and stuff, but as far as cardio and stuff, she's out of shape. It's going to take, I'd say, at least a month or so to get her to in good shape where she can be fluent out there with the other girls. And her knee, obviously, coming off the injury she did, I think mentally it kind of plays a toll on her. But, you know, each day in the gym and hopefully each week, she kind of builds some confidence with that and to move forward on it. But she's by no means close to 100%. I'd say she's probably only 60% right now. But it's been encouraging me to see what's happened in the gym the last couple of days, not just with Tatum, but all the other girls, you know, mentality. They've got some encouragement moving forward, saying, hey, now we've got our big girl back. Things are going to be different.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Lynn Tuttle of the Emory Lady Sport and Basketball Squad. They'll open up Region 12 play tomorrow night on the road as they take on the Richfield Wildcats. And, Coach, we'll talk about the RPI. I'm always interested in the first RPI because it kind of gives us a gauge of how the computer has rated the non-region schedule. And I tell people all the time it's tough to pay attention to non-region schedules because it's not uniform. Everybody has a different difficulty over the first 10 or so games. Emory comes out number 7, and you guys are at 3-3, which that immediately talks to the difficulty of your schedule so far. And we knew this at the beginning of the year, but still only playing 6 games for the girls to be at number 7. I'm sure you're happy with that.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. You know, the RPI, like you mentioned, it figures strength of schedule, and we've had an extremely tough schedule. I feel like we've played one team that's been down, and that was Hurricane. But the other teams, you know, we play 6A, 4A, the number one team. And then Judge, obviously, they're pretty good. And we made a run at that game, almost got it at their place. So I was encouraging to see that. But like you mentioned, 3-3 sitting at number 7, right behind Delta. Looking at the RPI, we're not that far behind. So now that region hit, and as tough as our region is, if we can start picking up some wins within region play, it'll definitely help us out with the strength of schedule being our region.
Yeah, I think it's been proven in the game of basketball for sure that the RPI has worked. I mean, people may have problems with some of the other sports, but I don't believe there's been any doubt that it's worked as far as high school basketball is concerned. Now that we go into region play, Coach, how do you balance looking at the RPI and really running for a region crown? Because I've had coaches tell me that a region championship doesn't quite mean as much anymore. We've seen region champions finish in the RPI below teams that were second or third in that region. So as far as the RPI and it coexisting with region standings, how do you kind of balance that?
Well, you mentioned that, you know, let's take, for example, region, I don't know what region it is, Manti, North San Pete. You might have one of that, the region champion that, obviously, they're going to finish in the RPI lower than our region 12 because we just got tougher teams, even if they're the region champion that one. But the way I look at it, RPI rankings versus a region championship, I'm going to pay more attention to just the region championship and a little less to the RPI. I know now every night we get in the gym, we can't take one night off. Grand's down a little bit, but every other team, they're capable of winning us. So we're going to focus on each individual game, and that's our ultimate goal in the middle of February before state, is we'd love to fight and contend for that region championship. Where we end up with the RPI in the end, we'll just deal with that when that comes for seeding for state tournament.
Yeah, really. I mean, you guys are in a good spot. I think every squad in this region is, because if you win your region games, the RPI is going to take care of itself. And I think you alluded, I agree with you 100%, Coach. If you look at, you know, region 14, that may not be the case. But at least in region 12, it's competition every night. And so it does kind of work, I guess, hand in hand with the RPI.
Yeah, it does. So, like I said, we're going to concentrate on each individual game, and then at the end of the season, hopefully contend for that region championship, and then wherever we fall within the RPI, we'll deal with that when it comes.
Well, Coach, if we look ahead to Region 12 right out of the gate, pretty stout opponent, Richfield on the road. They go 8-1 in non-region play. In fact, there's three teams that only have one loss so far this year in Region 12. But it's a very difficult challenge right out of the gate, Richfield on the road. Not an easy place to play. We've seen really good teams go there and struggle for both the boys and the girls. And so it's a true test right out of the gate.
Yeah, it's going to be a big challenge. You've mentioned that people go down there and struggle. We're one of them teams that goes down to that gym and kind of has a little bit of difficulty getting going. But watching game film on them, they're a great team. I mean, they've got excellent shooters, and they're also big within the paint. So you can't take away one aspect and expect the other not to fall in, because they'll fire on all cylinders. So it's kind of, we got to get down there and play straight up. But then, you know, we look forward to it. That's what we're looking forward to. And then the next week, same situation. We match up against one of the better teams in Carbon, and they're kind of a different situation. Their strength is guard play. And so obviously the next 2 weeks for us starting off is going to be difficult.
Yeah, looking at Richfield, and we could even probably use the same logic with Carbon, Coach. I mean, you got Willardson with Richfield. I believe she's the only scorer that's in double figures. You look at Carbon, I mean, they can present a really well-balanced offense. Those teams are a little bit more difficult to prepare for than, say, a team like Judge Memorial, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But hopefully we can make a good showing tomorrow night. I honestly believe we can go down there, and if we play up to our capabilities and take care of defensive assignments, we can come out on top there. And then moving forward, you know, I'll have 3 or 4 days to prepare for Carbon. And obviously they've got a lot of strength in different areas, and we'll see what we can do to disrupt that.
Well, I'm sure that as a head coach, and I'm sure as far as all the players are concerned as well, all the girls coach, you guys are probably just happy to have some sort of normalcy now with the schedule.
Yeah, we're excited, looking forward. You mentioned normalcy. We've had very little of that in the past, but we'll start off tomorrow night and then hopefully just get in full swing, kind of a schedule that we've been used to the last several years and what the girls are used to. But yeah, they're excited. We'll get the opportunity to apply what we've been practicing and see how we've improved and see what direction we can go with it.
Well, Coach, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time. Best of luck as you guys travel down to Richfield, and I'm sure we'll catch up again real soon. Thank you again for the time.
You bet. Thank you, Jordan.
We're going to take another quick commercial break. When we return, we're going to move over to college football. Last night we had the Heisman ceremony. It kind of floated under the radar this year, didn't it? I will tell you that the rightful player was named Heisman and Devontae Smith. We'll talk about that and more when we return. It's all right here on Drive Time Sports.